The voiceover world needs another podcast about as badly as I need another cheeseburger.
You're a voice actor. You're an entrepreneur. You're a VOpreneur. Welcome to the Everyday VOpreneur Podcast, your guide through the business of voiceover.
The Everyday VOpreneur Podcast is brought to you by the VoiceOver Marketing Playbook. If you've got professional demos, a professional home studio, professional training, and you're still not booking, it's likely due to your marketing. The good news is, we can fix it. The VoiceOver Marketing Playbook is a step-by-step, easy-to-follow marketing course that will give you a clear plan for finding your own leads, building your own client base, and becoming the consistently working voice actor you want to be. The playbook will be available again April 9th through 18th at markscottcoaching.com.
Not as funny as Conan. Not as cute as Seth Meyers. Not as smart as Colbert. But he's one of us, and that counts for something. Here's Mark Scott, the original Everyday VOpreneur.
The voiceover world needs another podcast, about as badly as I need another cheeseburger. That is to say, the voiceover world probably doesn't need another podcast. There are so many great ones that are out there already, and I've had the opportunity of interviewing on a lot of them and listening to a lot of them and learning from a lot of them. And so when people started approaching me and asking me about doing a podcast, I really had to ask whether or not I had something of value that I could bring that wasn't already being brought in. Is that even a word? Brought in. Regardless, I did sit down and I did think about it a lot. And I think that one of the things that has struck me about this whole VOpreneur thing, it's one of those things that was like a late night idea that I just kind of decided to roll with a little bit, not really knowing what it was going to become, not really knowing what it was ultimately going to look like, not really having a plan for it per se, other than thinking, VOpreneur, that's a catchy name. I should do something with that. And so, you know, started the Facebook group and the community has grown. There's over 2,000 people in the Facebook community now. And, you know, we've got an identity and people are wearing t-shirts and we're going to hang out at VO Atlanta. And it's become a really cool thing. So much more than I ever expected. And from that, and from the interaction that goes on in that community on a regular basis, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, Mark, you really got to turn this into a podcast. And so, you know, I do my free advice Fridays in the VOpreneur group, and I do live broadcasts on Facebook every once in a while. And I, you know, I had to decide, first of all, do I have time for this? Second of all, is there a need for this? And what I decided was, you know what, maybe there is. Because the VOpreneur thing is something kind of different. It is something kind of unique. Now, for those of you that maybe aren't familiar with the term VOpreneur, it's not complicated. You're a voice actor. You're an entrepreneur. You're a VOpreneur. And I think that's part of the unique perspective that I bring to this because of the fact that I understand that. One of the things that I've talked about in the past is that I am not a creative mind first. Generally speaking, when you're a voice actor, you are a creative mind first. You operate from the creative side of your brain. And I'm not that guy. I actually operate from, you know, the opposite side of my brain. And I think more business related first. And then I have to work on teaching myself and developing the creative side of things. And so that's part of what I bring to the table that is unique. And that's where this whole VOpreneur thing came from. Because the reality is that when you decide to become a voice actor, whether you realize it or not, whether you like it or not, you're also at the same time making a decision to start a small business. And that is going to be a small business of one, which means that you are going to be, you know, as they say, chief cook and bottle washer. You're going to have to do it all. You're going to be responsible for the marketing. You're going to be responsible for social media. You're going to be responsible for accounting. You're going to be responsible for collecting on invoices. You're going to be responsible for customer service. Every aspect of running a small business, at least in the beginning, is going to fall on you. Unless you happen to be in a financial position right up front where you're able to outsource some of that stuff. But, you know, a lot of people aren't there. And so you are going to be running a small business. In my mind, you know, it's kind of an entrepreneurial venture to go out and do that. And that doesn't come naturally for a lot of voice actors. And I think that In the beginning, when I first started teaching all of the business and marketing stuff, you know, I used to think, this is way too basic. This is, you know, nobody's going to listen to this stuff. Nobody wants to hear this stuff because it's all really basic. But what I realized was it was basic to me. And the only reason why it was basic to me was because I forced myself to learn it, because in the beginning, I didn't know it. Now, I started out where everybody else did. I didn't know how to market. I didn't know how to run a business. I didn't know how to do everything that came along with it. I didn't even really know how to do voiceover well because I came from radio. And as I later came to find out, you know, that's one of the worst things in the world for your voiceover career is to come from a radio background. And so when I first went full-time and my first year officially full-time in voiceover would have been 2012, I've been doing voiceover in some capacity since 1995. And, you know, I probably was doing it kind of part-time slash hobby, you know, beer money, if I actually drank, which I don't, but I probably did that for 10 years before I made the jump to full-time in 2012. But at the time that I made that jump in 2012, I had no clue how to market myself. I was completely reliant initially on casting sites, which I wasn't a big fan of. Even back then, this was before some of them were actually, you know, the devil incarnate. And so, you know, I used those, but it wasn't bringing me enough opportunity. I was making money off of them consistently, but it wasn't making me a full-time salary. So I knew that I was going to have to come up with a better plan if I actually wanted to create a sustainable business. But nobody was teaching this stuff back then. Everybody and their grandma is teaching it now, but back then, nobody was. And so I did everything that I could think to do to try to learn how to do this better. I signed up for an entrepreneurship class through my local community college. I did that as an online course. I read tons of books and still to this day continue to read tons of books, usually a couple of books every month, and all nonfiction stuff. Like, I'm reading business books, entrepreneurship books, marketing books, sales books. You know, I love reading biographies of entrepreneurs. Right now, I'm in the middle of like a 900-page biography on Andrew Carnegie and learning a ton of stuff from him because, you know, that's a guy that came from nothing and started a business and, you know, became very successful. And so there's a lot of lessons that can be learned in those biographies. And so tons of reading. I've done online courses. I've attended conferences and not just voiceover conferences, but marketing conferences. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. I became a student of small business, entrepreneurship, marketing, all of that in order to find ways to apply it to my own business. And that is what has allowed me to get to where I am today, both within my voiceover business and within my coaching business as well. And so that was kind of the beginning stages of what ultimately led to this whole VOpreneur thing. I mean, back in 2012, I wasn't ever thinking that I was going to be coaching anybody because I was too stupid to even figure out how to, you know, run my own business, let alone try to tell somebody else how to run theirs. But over time, as I started to figure things out, I started to realize that I had something of value to offer. The thing that I love the most about voiceover and entrepreneurship in general, when I got laid off from my last radio job, I said, from now on, the only idiot I answer to is me. Those were the words that I was speaking as I was walking out of the building. From now on, the only idiot I answer to is me. In that radio job, I had done everything that they had asked me to do. I had exceeded all expectations. And in the end, I still didn't have any job security. And I didn't want that anymore. So I knew that there had to be a better way. And I knew that if I was going to find a better way, I was going to have to find it on my own. And so that was, you know, part of what made me try to figure this all out. But I love the freedom and flexibility that comes along with it. What used to drive me nuts was all the time that I worked in radio, I was always the lowest man on the food chain. The one station that I was at, every other guy in the building, every other announcer in the building had been there for like 20 to 40 years, legitimately 20 to 40 years. Every one of them had 6 weeks of vacation. And when it came time to, you know, pick vacation and they went in pecking order, by the time it came down to me, there was nothing left to pick. You know, I would show up to work on like a Friday afternoon in November and my boss would say, why don't you take next week off? Well, you know, at that point, it's too late to actually plan a legitimate vacation. And so I would just sit around my house for a week thinking, you know, this is stupid and I don't like it. And there's got to be a better way. And so, you know, that's part of what played into this. Freedom and flexibility, the ability to set my own schedule, set my own terms, succeed or fail on my own merit. Nobody else to blame. The buck stops with me. I can work as hard as I want, or I can work as little as I want. I can grow my business as much as I want, or I can tank my business as much as I choose because I didn't work as much as I should have. It's all on me. But I don't mind that. I find it very motivating and very inspiring, and I love the lifestyle that voiceover has given me. And so part of why I teach is because I want other people to be able to have that. It's amazing to be able to do things with my kids, to be able to do things with my wife, to be able to do things with my family, to come and go as I please, you know, and I make it sound like I live in a perpetual state of vacation or something like that. And it's not like that at all. It's just that because I have freedom and flexibility, because I have the ability to choose my own hours and set my own schedules and all that sort of stuff, it opens me up to a whole lot of stuff that I would have otherwise missed out on if I was working a 9-to-5 job. And so if I can help other people to have that same thing going on in their life, then, you know, that's what I want to do. And there's always been a part of me that has enjoyed teaching. There's always been a part of me that has enjoyed coaching. I mean, maybe I didn't recognize it as coaching in the beginning, but, you know, even when I was on the fire department, I always wanted to be involved in training. I loved teaching at rookie school. I loved teaching guys when, you know, they came into our hall, and teaching the guys that were younger than me, or, you know, the recruits, the guys that were junior to me, and teaching them everything that I had learned. And one of the reasons why I loved to do that was because it kept me sharp. When I have to teach somebody else how to do it, it forces me to evaluate, relearn, relive, you know, drive all of those points back into my head. And so that was one of the reasons why I love to teach. And the same goes with voiceover. When I'm doing a podcast interview with somebody else, when I'm doing a free advice Friday, whether I'm writing a blog or doing a video, speaking at a conference, you know, getting up on stage at VO Atlanta or something like that, I'm teaching what I know, but I'm also reinforcing it for myself, because the fact of the matter is I need to hear it as much as you guys need to hear it. I need to be reminded every day that I need to do my marketing, and I need to be reminded every day of all of the things that go in to running a business. So Everyday VOpreneur is going to be a little bit different in that I just really want to help you with the business side of voiceover. That's what VOpreneur is, the business of voiceover. There are a lot of podcasts that will bring you interviews with big name voice actors, and a lot of podcasts that will teach you all things voiceover and performance and all of that sort of stuff. And that's not necessarily what my intention is with this podcast. From time to time, am I going to try to score some interviews and talk to some voice actors? Absolutely. But, you know, I'm not interested in talking to some big name voice actors about the jobs that they book as much as maybe I'm interested in trying to figure out how they booked those jobs. There's a subtle difference there, but it does make a difference, because I think that's the part that really brings value. You know, do we need to hear about so-and-so did another network promo, or so-and-so did another network commercial campaign, or, you know, so-and-so was featured in this movie, or whatever? I mean, that's nice. But for me, I want to know, okay, well, what did so-and-so do to get that network promo? What were the steps that so-and-so followed in order to get to that national campaign? What was the process that so-and-so followed in order to get on that feature film? Let's learn about that side of stuff. That's the side that's interesting to me. And that's the side where I think the value comes from. But the other thing is that Everyday VOpreneur, the whole concept of that is that it's all of us. I don't do sexy voiceover work. And I've talked about that a lot. I don't hide the fact that I don't do sexy voiceover work. Do I get to work on commercials from time to time? Yeah, every now and then I get to do one. But, you know, a lot of my work is the unsexy bread and butter stuff, as I like to call it. You know, I'm doing the corporates. I'm doing the e-learning. I'm doing the explainers. And that's how I made six figures. That's the work that continues to get me that six-figure income. And so I consider myself just another everyday VOpreneur, just like anybody else does. And so one of the things that I really want to do on this podcast is I want to talk to other everyday VOpreneurs. I don't want to just talk to names that are recognized and known and respected and revered throughout the industry, but I want to talk to, you know, Bob the voiceover in, you know, Podunk, whatever, some town. And I want to find out what Bob's doing. And I want to find out the things that Bob does that works in his voiceover business, and how Bob booked that last project that he worked on. You know, I want to talk to Sally down the street and figure out what Sally's doing this month and get some insights into some of the different things that Sally tries to book voiceover work. The industry has changed so much, and that change happened before I really got involved, but it's continued to evolve since I've been here. It wasn't that long ago that if you wanted to be a voice actor, you had to live in a major city, and you had to have an agent. You probably had to be in the union, and everything filtered through those channels. And now that the internet is here, and not just because of casting sites, but just the internet shrinking the world in general, anybody can get in contact with anybody on any given day through email or social media, whatever the case may be. And the barriers to entry have also fallen off significantly. You don't have to go to a studio in New York City to be able to record anymore. You can spend a few $1,000s. You can get a really good setup at home. You can get Source Connect and plug into a studio from anywhere remotely. It's a beautiful thing. It's an evolving thing. But what it has done is it has opened up the door to everyday VOpreneurs to find and book all kinds of different work in all kinds of different ways. And so if your business model is, I'm going to sign up for some casting sites, and then I'm going to sit back and I'm going to make a whole lot of money, and it's going to be just beautiful and amazing because, you know, the latest internet coach has told you that that's how it works, which they're an idiot and don't listen to them. That's not how it works anymore. And so I think it's opened up the door to a lot of different creative ways to do marketing as well. And I know a thing or two about marketing. I do teach it. I do coach it. I do sell courses that help people with it. But all the time when I'm having conversations and doing coaching sessions with people and just talking to people in general through the VOpreneur Facebook group and different things like that, I just feel so inspired sometimes by some of the stories of the everyday VOpreneurs, the people that are just trying different things, trying new things, trying things outside of the box, trying things that are non-traditional to our industry. And so that's part of what I think I want to accomplish on this podcast is connecting with those people and learning from those people, not just for you to learn from them, but for me to learn from them as well. Because I do think that we all bring unique perspectives, unique ideas, and unique stories. We all bring that to the table. So that, I think, is part of what the Everyday VOpreneur podcast is going to be about. I will be honest, I tend to fly by the seat of my pants a lot. This is not something that is a secret. I talk about it all the time. I will be that guy that at 3 o'clock in the morning, an idea will pop into my head and I won't be able to get back to sleep because of the idea. And so I'll get up and come down to the office and start working on it, brainstorming it, just writing it down, whatever. Sometimes I just follow it right through to execution right there in the middle of the night. That's just how my brain works sometimes. And this podcast is no different. People have been talking to me about it for a while and suggesting that I start it for a while. And I've been humming and hawing and tossing it back and forth for a while. And as I sit here in my booth right now, it literally was, okay, you know what? If you're going to do this, you got two choices. You can either sit around and think about it some more, and 3 months from now, you'll still be thinking about it. Or you can get off your butt right now and you can go get in the booth and you can turn the microphone on and you can just start recording and see what happens and then do something with it. So that's what's going on. I literally got up, came into the booth, turned the microphone on, sat down and just started talking. And when I'm done talking, then I'll figure out what the next step is. You know, I'll contact somebody to create an opener for my podcast. And then I'll contact somebody and get them to help me figure out how to get the podcast online. And then I'll send the podcast out to my newsletter. And in that moment, I'll have created accountability for myself, which says, okay, now you're doing this. Now you're doing this because it's out there and you have no choice. And so you can't stop and think about it anymore. And you can't stop and hum and haw about it anymore. Now you've put it out there. And so now you have to keep doing it. And so I will build instant accountability for myself. And this entire process will likely unfold in the span of a day or two. Sometimes that's how it works. Sometimes that's what it means to be an everyday VOpreneur. You roll with it. You just do stuff. You just try stuff. That's the entrepreneurial side of the VOpreneur. Not necessarily waiting until everything is perfect to get started, but taking some risks, taking some chances, trying some things that are different or new or maybe even a little bit uncomfortable to promote your business, to improve your skills, to get yourself out there, and to book some voiceover work. So that, in a nutshell, is Everyday VOpreneur. Can I tell you something? I don't even remember everything that I just said in the last 15 or 20 minutes because I've literally been sitting here and winging it. But hopefully you have a better idea of what's up. And now that you understand a little bit more about what the podcast is going to be, hopefully that's enough to make you want to keep listening. And knowing that you want to keep listening is what is going to drive me to keep creating and keep talking to people and keep learning because I think there's value in it. And sometimes I will pull from Free Advice Fridays. Sometimes I'll pull from blogs. Sometimes I will pull from guests. Sometimes I'll wing it, no doubt. But at least you'll have something that is accessible, something that you can listen to in the car or listen to on the train or, you know, listen to at the gym while you're walking on the treadmill, because that will make me feel better about the cheeseburgers that I'm eating, knowing that you're listening to me on the treadmill. Because I'm not on the treadmill. My treadmill blew up the other day. That's another story for another podcast. But that's what I'm trying to do. That is the Everyday VOpreneur. So watch for it. Watch for me to reach out. Watch for me to inquire about your stories. And look for the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. To learn from you the same way that you learn from me. Because everybody brings something to the table. And hopefully at the end of it, you'll feel inspired. Inspired to keep pressing on with this journey. One of the things that I learned is that it is really, really hard in the beginning, especially when there's such a steep learning curve. But once you figure things out and you get things going, it all becomes worth it. It all becomes worth it. You know, I went from barely being able to cover my expenses in 2012. And by barely, I mean like I finished the year with like 12 bucks in the bank, to by 2016, I was six figures. And my income has continued to grow every year. Not because I'm the best voice actor in the world, but because I'm really good at being a VOpreneur. And I think if you can learn how to be really good at being a VOpreneur, there's a lot of potential in there for you as well. Yes, you have to have voice acting ability, obviously. You know, you got to have the demos, obviously. You got to have the equipment, obviously. But you don't have to be in New York or LA. I live in the middle of nowhere. I can't even barely get high-speed internet, which you all know because you've all attempted to watch the horrible video on my Free Advice Fridays. But I've still built a really sweet business for myself. And I did it by being an everyday VOpreneur. And so hopefully you will be inspired. Thank you. Thank you for listening to episode one, the inaugural episode. I'm a little bit worried about what's going to happen with these podcasts because I haven't done any kind of broadcasting since 2011, and I've spent the years since I stopped doing broadcasting trying to stop being a broadcaster and learning how to be a conversational voice actor. I'm a little bit concerned that if I start doing broadcasting again, that I'm going to turn into an announcer again, and then my coach is going to slap me upside the head. And please don't, but hopefully that doesn't come to that. But this is going to be fun. It's going to be a journey as we all learn to become better everyday VOpreneurs. Thanks for checking out the episode, guys. Catch you on the next one.
The Everyday VOpreneur Podcast. Available everywhere fine podcasts are given away for free. Mostly, we think.
Your number one marketing tool is your voiceover demos. When you're posting them online, you want to be sure they're playable on any device and with any browser. The VoiceZam player does exactly that. Sign up at msvo.me/msvoiceZam and receive 3 months of VoiceZam for the price of one. Sign up now at msvo.me/msvoiceZam.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for hanging out. Want more VOpreneur goodness? Jump online at VOpreneur.com.